Russia changing direction. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Russian military shifting gears and focusing on the eastern part of Ukraine.
It could be more brutal than anything we've seen so far in this war. Satellite images have the U.S. and its allies very concerned. They appear to show an 8-mile convoy of enemy troops heading south towards the eastern Donbas region. The Pentagon fears that could become the new epicenter of Russia's assault. And Ukrainian officials are urging people there to evacuate. But that could be a slow process.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Lviv, Ukraine. A missile strike on a train station in eastern Ukraine last week, killing dozens of people. Russia installing a new leader, General Alexander Voronkov, to head the Ukraine invasion. On Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy, GOP Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley criticizing newly confirmed Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's crime policies.
She consistently sentenced people at the lowest level in the cases of child pornography, at the lowest level of the recommendations of the Sentencing Commission.
Justice Jackson saying that sentencing guidelines in child pornography cases were written before the internet, when it was more difficult to compile a large amount of images. Police still searching for the suspect who shot and killed two people and wounded 10 others at a nightclub in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, early Sunday morning. The death of Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins Saturday, now a traffic homicide investigation.
Florida Highway Patrol says Haskins was walking on Interstate 595 in Fort Lauderdale for unknown reasons around 6:37 a.m. when he tried to cross the highway and was hit by a dump truck. Authorities say this is a traffic homicide investigation.
Fox's Christina Coleman. It will be French President Emmanuel Macron versus far-right nationalist Marine Le Pen in runoff election for the presidency. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The Pope praying for peace in Ukraine.
Palm Sunday marks the beginning of Holy Week in the Christian calendar. In Rome, Pope Francis used the occasion to call for an Easter truce in Ukraine, urging leaders to make some sacrifices for the good of the people.
Anche far cessare una guerra di cui non si vede la fine.
While not mentioning Russia by name, His Holiness repeatedly denounced the war and the suffering wrought on innocent civilians. The Palm Sunday Mass, with thousands in attendance, was celebrated outside in St. Peter's Square, the first in 2 years since the outbreak of the COVID pandemic. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
NYPD recovering a high number of ghost guns in 2022.
Ghost guns are built from a kit, bought online and assembled at home, and are not traceable. And because they could be purchased without a background check, they're becoming the gun of choice for criminals. They're banned in a number of states, including New York. And on Friday, Maryland became the latest state to do so. Well, new figures from the NYPD indicate the number of ghost guns in the city skyrocketed by 351% in 2022. Officials believe a ghost gun may have been used in Friday's shooting of three teens outside a New York City school, one of whom died. Federal officials said last year there's no way to estimate the number of ghost guns currently in circulation. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
With cyber threats and attacks on the rise, a cyber defense academy is in the works.
This past week, New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand told the Fox News Rundown podcast she is currently writing legislation to create a cyber academy.
This would be essentially like a West Point for a civilian cyber workforce.
She says the National Defense Authorization Act provided the framework, but it will take about 10 years to get a physical university up.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The academy will use existing programs for cyber-related coursework. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.